Chapter 4. What's my game plan? You can go by chance and hope to win, or you can create, train, and execute a game plan to win. Do you have a game plan? Do you have a game plan? We defined who you are. We talked about your what. You now know your purpose, your why. Now it's about execution. So what's your game plan? All successful people have a plan of action. What's yours? What's your game plan that you execute to get you to where you need or want to be as a first responder and ultimately to be fit for life? You have part of your game plan in your hands, or you're listening to it right now in this audiobook. We will now create your winning confession so that you can get what you desire and deserve. Your winning confession consists of your 3 I am statements, your I will statement, and your purpose or your why that we created in the earlier lessons. Thinking about what you've written in your take action steps over the previous chapters, I now want you to put together your own professional, personal game plan specific to that thing you desire as a professional. For example, if you want to be a captain or a chief, what are the components necessary for you to become that great leader in your agency? What are you going to do? What are you going to work on from a skill perspective to develop the leadership skills, to perfect your first responder tactics, and so on? Man, the great General Douglas MacArthur once said, "Never give an order that can't be obeyed." Never give an order that can't be obeyed. Now, develop your personal game plan. This should be a concrete action plan detailing the necessary components that you will utilize to get what you want in your personal life, to ultimately be fit for life. You will need to have a game plan for each of the key areas that you desire to be fit in. So for instance, I want to just make a specific game plan for the physical body. Then I'm going to have a separate one for the mental conditioning. Then I'm going to have another one for the emotional or the spiritual, the professional, the relationship, my marriage that I want to grow, or the financial state. You must have a separate game plan, separate action steps to win in each of those areas. I want you to think back to the answers that you gave in the previous chapters as you detailed your what, your why, and who you are. Hear me as I say this. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve to be your best. And today, to be your best, to be fit for life, you will create your winning confession and professional and personal game plan. Today's take action. Today's take action. You will create your winning confession. On a piece of paper, you will write, I am, and I am, for your 3 I ams from the lesson of who you are. You will then write your I will, your big goal, your dream, your what, not your want, but your what you will accomplish from the lesson, get what you came for. You will then write your purpose, your juice, your driver. My why is what, why I do what I do. Remember, you must have a separate game plan for each area of life that you want to win in. My professional game plan and my personal game plan. Get after it. Here's today's winning confession. I am a persistent and diligent hero. I will work hard each and every day so that I will be the best version of me. I will be fit for duty. I will be fit for life. I deserve it. I am a winner.